In the early 2000s, I was a measurement consultant for a professional services company. This meant I advised clients about what they should measure and how they should measure it to gauge the success of a project, a department, or a whole company. It was to my company's benefit to keep me busy on billable projects because otherwise they were paying me while not making any money from me. This is bad in the professional services world. One year, in response to increased revenue targets for my department, the VP of sales asked me for my recommendations to meet those targets. I was glad he asked because a consultant with no billable work has a target on his back and I liked my job. In preparation for the meeting, I had spent some time with our sales data and learned the sales conversion rate, the sales cycle time, and the average revenue per sale for the measurement practice, my practice. With the monthly revenue targets and a little Excel math, I used the conversion rate, cycle time, and average sales revenue to calculate how many dollars of measurement work the sales team needed in the sales pipeline each month to get to the sales quota. The sales VP rolled his eyes a little at my calculations. His style was to lead by intuition, also known as his gut. And he wasn't much interested in my analysis. His plan was to shake things up and change the kinds of business the company pursued in the first place. He was certain that this shakeup would be the path to huge success. He wasn't very clear on the new plan, but it seemed clear to him that my plan was bad. Vision is critical to business success. But by choosing to ignore the historical successes and failures described in the data, he was shooting in the dark. We missed our revenue targets that year for the measurement practice, and that VP didn't make it through the second quarter before he was given the opportunity to take his vision elsewhere. A radical vision can be awesome, and many businesses are successful even when leaders ignore available data and take intuitive leaps. But intuition works most often when the data informs the leap. There were stories to be told in the sales data that might have helped form that VP's strategy, if in no other way than to direct him toward a path not traveled and encourage him to look for data from other sources other than our own. But there were no key performance indicators, KPIs, that were useful to him besides end-of-month revenue. And the problem there was that once we missed the revenue for the month, it was too late to go back for a redo. The size of the pipeline, the conversion rate, and the sales cycle time were all enablers and early predictors of revenue growth, and he missed the chance to use them that way. How to use this book. Here's the best news I have. You already know this. In some of what you read here, I will describe or title things differently, or I may use terms differently than you've heard before. But mostly, you already know this. This book is meant for anyone who gets overwhelmed by the detail in other KPI or measurement books, anyone who's looking for simple explanations for complex ideas, or anyone who wants to improve something. Because this book will help you improve. You can't see it, but there's a period at the end of that sentence. The most obvious application of what you'll learn here will be in a business setting. But the information and techniques here apply equally to your customer service organization, your manufacturing organization, your information technology organization, or your coffee shop. The information here will help you measure and improve the performance in your job. This is the thing we're always doing, right? We're either trying to drive improvement in a stable environment, trying to remain consistent in a changing environment, or even scarier and yet more common, trying to improve performance in a chaotic environment. I've had the benefit of lots of learning experiences in my career. The translation of that is failures, mine and other people's. And I want to share the great learning that comes from those experiences, particularly the failures. Throughout the audiobook, I'll also share simple examples or stories, often food-related, about measuring success, because it's easier to learn something new, separate from its real-life context. And to bring it all together and provide context, we'll build a business, a coffee shop, of our own, to make it all a little more real. I'll use the evolving case study of that coffee shop, named Success Coffee, to illustrate each of the key points in the book.